What do you call the stuff that was left, like after coal or
ash?
And on the side of the fireplace, the black stuff.
Soot.
What are you sitting in?
What
are you sitting in?
A chair.
You said, you mentioned that your mother or your grandmother had a something in a bed in the room?
In her front room, yes, front bed.
What was that? Did
she say? She just had a little settee, you know, if she had company. This was where she always thought in terms of entertaining rather than her bedroom, where she and I used to sleep. This was the big bedroom, the middle bedroom here. But the front bedroom was always reserved for some special. If she had company, well, they would always go to this bedroom.
What do you call a piece of furniture that more than one person can sit on at a time?
Well, we call them divans. This is, that's the proper name for it, of course, a divan. Of course, I'm an old furniture salesman too. So, furniture salesman with Levitts when they first came here. Yeah, I was one of those high pressure fellows for about 5 or 6 weeks, and they found out I was too smart. I had made too much money.
What do you call that piece of furniture in your bedroom that has drawers on it and you keep closed?
Chests of drawers. Chests.
Do you remember ever hearing it called anything else? Or do you know of a piece of furniture?
What's it, kept clothing?
A portable.
A chiffarobe, yeah. A chiffarobe was one of those.
Can you describe that?
It was an upright fixture like this with doors in which there were hangers where you could hang long vestments such as coats and long dresses, suits and what have you. As a matter of fact, it was the kind I had one until recently. My great grandmother had in the garage down here, and this, of course, it was all thrown out when my father married again, and which didn't last too long. But anyway, I lost all of that. I was going to try to retain it for aesthetic purposes, you know, for old antiques. You get a big price for those things now. You don't see them anymore.
Hey, have you ever heard it called anything else? Heard a chiffarobe called anything else?
I don't believe I have. Chiffarobe, that's the only thing I've ever heard. So we've always had clothes closets in our house.
Yeah.
We had one at first, but I mean, as we moved on with time, my father being a big plasterer and going in some very fancy, expensive homes, he decided he would put textured walls and plaster in his home, because we had the kind of texture that nobody else around here had, and, you know, because he could afford to do it, because he was doing it himself. Experimenting with an awful lot of textured finishes and things like that.
What do you call the room that you sleep in?
Bedroom.
What do you call, well, you told me that already, what do you call the things at windows that you pull down to keep light out?
Shades, Venetian blind. We had Venetian blinds at one time, but now we have drapes. We don't pull them down, but we just close them like we do these.
Yeah, but the things you pull down.
Pull them, those are sheets, yes. We had those too, years ago.
What do you call a room at the top of the house, just under the roof? Many people use it for storage, some people will
build. The attic? Oh yes, attic.
And the room that you cook in?
Kitchen.
And a room that, a small room perhaps off the kitchen where you could keep canned goods or extra dishes or something, what would you call that?
Storage room.